From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Now that all the results for the presidential elections are in, Americans are looking ahead to the next 4 years. But how will things be different for Black Americans? And have high expectations set the stage for a letdown? We talked to a few Black Democrats and Republicans from around the country about what they expect from an Obama presidency. Here's what they said.
My name is Farah Jimenez. I live in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and I'm a Republican. Even though my heart and vote went to John McCain, the one thing that I can agree with, it is a historic moment for the nation and the world. Not only will Barack Obama be the leader of the United States of America, but by that, he also becomes one of the most significant, if not the most significant, world leader. And that is quite an achievement Americans should be really proud of.
I'm Sean Williams in Dallas, Texas. I'm hopeful that things in America will be better. Americans will be willing to listen to one another. And so I think the more that we talk as Americans, person to person, group to group, we have an opportunity to create a better America. So I'm very hopeful.
My name is William Owens, and I reside in North Carolina. I'm a Republican. That's a loaded question. Will things change for the better? I don't believe any one president can make things change for the better or for the worse. People who are waiting for one particular person to make things go good for them, it's not going to change for the better. The people who realize the freedoms we have in this country, they're always making things change for them for the better.
My name is Sharman Allen. I am from Seattle, Washington, and I am a Democrat. Things are going to be different now that we have a new president-elect, Barack Obama, because you can see the level of engagement that he's inspired. And, you know, not only myself, but college-age adults are now participating and paying more attention to government and basically demanding government for the people.
One thing I'm looking forward to is an emergence of a new dynamic among Black leadership, namely younger African-American leaders to assert themselves and present a new way of looking at things, to put forth a new leadership paradigm in our community.
I guess I'm hopeful that young people who look to movie actors and sports heroes will look towards the man in the White House so that we'll have more kids striving to do well in school, striving to achieve academically, striving to be the next president of the state.
Well, it's going to mean a variety of different things because not all Black Americans think alike. Not all Black Americans have the same objectives. To other African Americans, it's going to mean higher taxes for their small businesses. You know, so I don't think there's a blanket ideology about, you know, what it means for a Black president and the effect it's going to have on Black Americans. We still have to live. We still have to take care of our families. We still have to be husbands to our wives and fathers to our children. And no one's going to do that for us but ourselves.
That was Farah Jimenez in Philadelphia, Sean Williams in Dallas, William Owens in Raleigh, North Carolina, and Shar Allen in Seattle.